The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program Podcast. This is Jeff Fisher. I co-host with Pat Gray today because the man Glenn Beck, home sick. You heard him yesterday. Oh, man. If you listened to yesterday's podcast, the show was great, but he did not sound like he was on two strong legs. So he stayed home sick today. And we filled in. We talked a lot about Kavanaugh, of course, and his we believe accusers. Or survivors, however you want to call it. They believe it. And if you've accused someone, they believe you. We talked a little bit about Ted Cruz getting run out of a restaurant, which is just absolutely agonizing. Apple TV and Tim Cook trying to be the good guys on the new television streaming services. Tim doesn't want anything that's too much of a big guy. He wants to be able to keep the programming light and family-oriented. Good for him. We'll see if it works out. And we also did a little bit of talk about Michelle Obama and how great she is. And second, how much it's going to cost you to see her on her tour as she's going around the country promoting her new book. And you can get in the door. I mean, it's only $30 if you want to sit almost in space. But if you want to be up close in front and have a book signed, $3,000 a ticket. We'll get into that and more. Thanks for listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program. It's Tuesday, September 25th.
Brett Kavanaugh interview last night on Fox News, and I thought he did really well. To me, he's believable. He's likable. So is his wife. She seems to be completely on board and doesn't have any doubt that he didn't do any of this. But I don't know if it changes anybody's mind. I think if you believed him before, you believe him even more now.
I think that's where you're at too, right? I mean, I think if you did have a little bit of a doubt, but were, you know, still kind of supporting him, you absolutely believe him now.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't, you still don't.
No way. I mean, I don't think he can say anything that makes you go to his side.
It's just too political now.
I know. And he did a pretty good job not making it that way. In his interview, he did the best he could, I thought, to not blame anyone and just want to get it over with, which was kind of nice. But I don't think, again, I don't, you know, the people who don't like him and think that he's going to, burn and scorch the earth, still believe that.
And save babies, which would be just horrific. For people on the left, they don't want any baby saved in this process.
Well, you can't have that.
You can't have that.
You can't.
You just if they can't take the lives of babies for another 45 years, they can't they can't live in an America where you can't do
right.
that. It's just not
That's
right.
Just, you know what? It's not fair.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
And really, I am not convinced that this guy would support overturning Roe v. Wade. I think this is the Democrats' best shot at somebody who isn't intending to overturn Roe v. Wade if given the opportunity.
It's very possible.
They're cutting off their nose to spite their face. This is their best shot under a Republican president. If you deny this guy his seat on the Supreme Court, the next nominee is far more likely, because it's probably going to be Amy Coney Barrett, who is sort of the runner-up in this process the first time around.
Well, it is if they postpone it until after the election, you still have to have a nominee, but they think they'll be able to shut it down then, right?
Yeah, but I don't know that they'll be able to shut it down until after the election.
I don't know. I mean,
McConnell doesn't seem to be willing to do that. He said they're going to have a vote regardless of the outcome. And I think they should.
Absolutely.
So some of what Kavanaugh had to say last night, he told Martha McCallum that he's not going to let these false accusations drive him out of the process. And he said he's a virgin, which is maybe more information than
interesting.
We needed.
I don't know. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Look, you know, a lot of people I saw. I saw a number of tweets in social media. TMI.
Yeah, too much information.
But
yeah.
That's where we're at.
It is.
Right?
It is. It's amazing.
We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. Mm. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
here?
Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
Wow. Wow. I mean, so does that include college? He didn't really specify there.
Many years after.
Many years after. How many? As long as you're going to tell us, you know, you were a virgin in high school, let's find out the exact
year.
Yeah,
she should have pressed that. She didn't want to know, though, because she said, now that we're press on information.
But he categorically denied any kind of sexual assault.
No, I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not ever. I've always treated women with dignity and respect. May have met her. We did not travel in the same social circles. She was not a friend, not someone I knew.
You don't remember ever being at parties with her ever?
I do not. Never did any such thing. Never did any such thing. The other people alleged to be there don't recall any such thing.
True.
If such a thing had happened, it would have been the talk of campus. And yes, there were parties. And the drinking age was 18. And yes, the seniors were legal and had beer there. And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion. And people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret. I want a fair process where I can defend my integrity. And I know I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record, and I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
I've known him for 17 years, and this is not at all character. It's really hard to believe.
She also said that she hasn't had any doubt, really, during this time period.
This process is incredibly difficult, harder than we imagined, and we imagined it might be hard. But at the end of the day, our faith is strong, and we know that we're on the right path.
Can you imagine what his kids are going through?
Ooh.
Can you imagine with them saying such vile things about their father? Their world is being turned upside down right now. It's really despicable. Really bad. And this is what you go through.
Yep.
And this,
for sure.
I hate to say it, but I think this is what everybody's going to go through now from now on.
Oh, the gauntlet's down.
Right?
Yes. Or the gauntlet's up or whatever you want to say it. You absolutely, man. There's nothing left. They're all holes barred now. That's gone.
Who's going to want to go through this? I wouldn't.
I don't know.
That's amazing that he's going to see it through.
It's going to be awful ugly. That's for sure. Now, he did say a couple things in that interview there, that last piece that you paid, where she didn't, we've all done things we regret.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? And there was something else in there. Oh, I would have, as long as we were on the subject, I mean, was he still a virgin when he met the wife? Or I mean, as long as we're finding out some stuff, let's dig in.
I don't know that that's relevant to the topic, but it would have been interesting to find out. As long as we're finding out the other stuff.
Let's go.
Let's just get it all out there.
Let's go.
And again, now his children are subjected to all that too. They don't want to know about that. Nobody's kids want to know about their parents' sexual exploits.
No, they just don't. They don't. I mean, children believe that that's not true.
And
let's move on.
For him to be accused of the things he's being accused of, it's got to be really tough in that family.
Know.
It's got to be really hard. But his wife seems really strong in this process.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, you compare this this interview on Fox to the interview the Clintons did on 60 Minutes.
I know, that's why I know. That's why I say I want to believe him.
One couple was believable, the other not so much. I didn't buy into Clinton at all during that interview on 60 Minutes. I didn't. I bought into it when he said this.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. I never told anybody to lie. Okay. Not a single time.
Not a single time.
These allegations are false.
False.
And I need to go back to work
for the American people.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
I bought into that too.
I bought into that because I thought, wow, with a statement that strong, looking us right in the eye and absolutely categorically denying it, he can't be lying, right? Because we'll find out.
Right.
And we did.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Okay. Oh, well. Then never mind.
Well.
What a good liar, though. I mean.
Well, at the time he.
That was amazing.
At the time he told us that, he believed it. he just found out later that he was wrong.
Right? Is that what happened? Yes. I think. I'm sure that's what it was. We're in a bad place right now. And I think we all know it. And whether or not we can come out of this bad place, I think depends in large part on our own conduct. Are we going to continue to act the way we're acting and the way others are acting and just throw it back in their face all the time?
I hope not.
It's just going to continue to escalate if we do. It's gotten so bad that Republicans are now not able to go out to dinner with their wives. Ted Cruz and Heidi last night at a restaurant in D.C. I mean, this was despicable. Watch what happened as a crowd gathered and chased him out of the restaurant in Washington.
We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
Good for you.
It was way hotter than you.
Okay, can you stop that right there? Did you catch the Beto is way hotter than you as they're going on to him? And, you know, as before we finish this off, okay, now picture yourself not only as Ted Cruz. Let's put Ted and Heidi away. What if you're another customer there? The restaurant wasn't put on hold for Ted.
No.
I mean, that's agonizing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We believe survivors.
God bless you.
He's leaving. They won. He won.
We believe survivors.
Idiots.
We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
Why is the restaurant letting that happen?
It makes me want to do the same thing to each of them.
It sure does.
Makes me want to take down their names and then gather a mob and show up wherever they go in public and start yelling in their face. Just ridiculous things until they leave. Except I'd probably be arrested for that. I'll for disturbing the peace or inciting a riot or whatever.
Right.
I think the restaurant owner would call police and you'd be arrested. These idiots can seem to get away with this everywhere they go.
Sure can.
And they continue to do this because Maxine Waters, for one, told them to. And they're doing it.
They sure are. And they're getting away with it. I mean, you're right. If we were to do that, the restaurant people would ask us to leave.
Yep.
Not wait for these people to leave. Not wait for Ted to leave and help him out the door.
And you know what? It's the wrong instinct to want to do it right back in their face because that just escalates the situation. But wow, does that make me want to do it.
I know.
That is outrageous.
So you're saying that it's wrong to want to do it.
It's wrong to feel like doing it.
It's wrong to do it.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would say that probably doesn't help.
Yeah, bringing me down.
Yeah. Although, man.
I know.
But it's un-American. You're essentially saying that these people don't belong anywhere in public. That they don't have the same right as you do to come out and enjoy their lives.
Just have dinner.
And just have a peaceful dinner with their wife. And, you know, how frightening for Heidi. I mean, Ted's been subjected to this kind of stuff. Maybe Heidi has a little bit on the campaign trail as well. But wives should not have to go through this. Ted shouldn't have to go through this. But I think this is going to happen more and more and more. We believe survivors. What does that even have to do with Ted Cruz?
Well, I'll tell you, my friend.
I noticed they cut the end of the thing, but at the very end, our main chanty lady reminds us that Ted Cruz and Brett Kavanaugh are best friends. She reminds us that they're best friends.
Brett, who is?
Kavanaugh and Cruz.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know that to be true. But
They brought in the looks thing. I thought that was inappropriate to do. Okay, so first of all, you believe survivors, so this is about the Kavanaugh hearing. And then also it's about who's more attractive.
Beto's hotter.
Unbelievable.
Okay, come on.
What happened to you're not supposed to go down the road of what a person looks like.
And you know, I saw this on Twitter today, this video. I wonder, at Jack. Doing anything with the people that are harassing people, coming up on assaulting people
that
in
wasn't
restaurants?
Hateful? That's not hateful. I think it's really hateful. So. Jeez.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
If you're a Republican, this is apparently what you can expect when you go out to dinner with your wife. In Washington, D.C., and elsewhere, for that matter.
We believe survivors.
And then you get that.
Beto is way hotter than you, dude.
I mean, these people are such hypocrites.
That's for sure.
Such despicable hypocrites. And this is all... being yelled at Ted Cruz and his wife when they're just trying to go out to dinner in Washington, D.C.
We believe survivors.
Unbelievable. Do you really? Do you believe survivors? Tell that to the survivor of Keith Ellison. What about her? Nobody on the Democrat side believes Keith Ellison's accuser. Nobody in the Democrat Party. They're not even talking about that. The guy just won a primary election in the midst of the accusations. I thought you believed survivors. No, you don't.
Nope.
No, you don't. You believe them if the accusation is leveled against a Republican. Yes. Because you're just partisan hacks and you don't really care about the truth. At all. They don't care about the truth. And since when in America is the accused guilty immediately, just based on the accusation? I mean,
that's been slowly coming.
It's been slowly coming, as
it was laughed off, but I mean, they've really kept pushing and pushing. And
they don't even make any bones about it anymore.
Right.
And they've been asked, several of them, point blank, on a lot of news shows. Well, wait a minute. What about the presumption of innocence? And they just roll right over it.
Oh, that's for the courts.
Yeah.
Well, we're not even getting to the courts. So that's where it was about the people too.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be that way too.
Oh yeah. It's just an American principle. And they don't believe in, obviously. Brian in Oklahoma, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat and Jeffy. Hi.
Hey, Pat, I have a fantasy I want to share with you. I called for 1 point, but I have 2 points. But first off, I've been watching this Kavanaugh thing and the sheer lack of decorum. And I know this is kind of evil of me, but if Kavanaugh doesn't make it through this process, I would like to nominate Hillary Clinton for the Supreme Court. Just for the sheer joy of watching her get drugged through the mud like a Libyan ambassador. I mean,
it would be interesting. But then you run the danger that she might actually be confirmed.
She's not going to do that. Won't happen.
That would be horrific. But yeah, I mean, there is that tendency to just want revenge. We were just talking about that a few minutes ago. I'd love to go and holler in the faces of all these people when they're out to dinner.
It'd be so
love
great.
To do it. Just gather a mob of Republicans, of conservatives, and just
so
go
great.
Scream in their face wherever they go. How do you like it? You like that? Is that fun?
Were you starting to enjoy that Whataburger?
You feel free? Do you feel like you can go anywhere you want in this country? Or do you feel a little bit oppressed now? I wonder.
Huh.
All right. What was your other point then, Brian?
So how is denying someone a meal because of you don't agree with their political beliefs at a restaurant, how is that different than denying them a gay wedding cake? I mean, they raised all kinds of hell because they couldn't have their cake.
Yeah.
But this guy can't go sit down and have a meal at a restaurant without being shouted down and abused by these people.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same.
I agree. I think it's exactly the same.
It's a good point.
They shut down Alex Jones for harassing people and coming after people like that on the internet. But, you know, for his Twitter accounts, where are they at? We're going to shut these people down? Don't look too hard for it because it's not going to happen. But they should. I heard a theory earlier this morning that I thought was interesting. So if the theory would go, like, they're trying to, the Democrats are trying to push this off until the election, right? So the Kavanaugh vote. So Trump pulls Kavanaugh and says there, okay, that's it. And then spends the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks, however it is, till the election, just bashing the Democrats at what they did to you. This is your Senate. That's why I need the Senate. This is why we need Republicans. And this is ridiculous what they did to this man's family. This one, and then as soon as, you know, then, and then nominate Barrett.
Might help in the election, and it might help that confirmation.
Yeah. And you get a more conservative judge.
If it went down that way, it might work. I there's just no guarantee it will.
I know.
But, yeah, but I like the theory.
I do, too.
Bernadette in Florida, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hi. Hey. My question is, how did these people even know that the cruises were going to be there? So apparently, a restaurant employee must have notified them ahead of time that they had reservations. And if that's the case, what is the restaurant going to do about it?
Yeah.
Are they going to fire the employee that leaked it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. And really, in today's world, what happens?
Thanks for today.
Yeah. What, you know, like the, I have a couple of questions to that. Does the restaurant, why does Ted have to leave? Why is the restaurant employees not kicking those people out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Right.
I want to know, why is Ted leaving?
Because I doubt they were even patrons. They're not customers.
Right. They're happy to help Ted leave the restaurant, but they're not showing these people to the door.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I have that question. And another, in today's world, to your point of how they know, if you're part of the hater mobs, you've got a person that's kind of keeping an eye on you, the senator, and if, you know, if he goes somewhere, you just post it. I mean, you have your group, your Facebook group, your Instagram group, your Twitter group, and they get the ping saying, you know, Ted's at Bill's restaurant, and then they show up. So, I mean, that's a quick and easy crowd.
It's kind of amazing that I don't know if that was at the beginning of his meal
or at the end.
I don't know. I don't know if he'd already gotten his food. I have no idea. We should try to get him on and ask him about that.
Yeah,
because if it's getting to the point where Republicans can't go out to dinner, is that really are you proud of that, Democrats?
Time to stop.
Yeah. Is that really what we want to have happen in the United States of America? I mean, congratulations, Maxine Waters, because...
You got it.
People are following through, and they're getting ugly, and they're getting in people's faces. And if you don't think that's not going to escalate, because it is, eventually something's going to happen at one of these events where somebody gets hurt. And then whose fault is that? That's not Donald Trump's fault.
No, it is not. You're going to try to spin it to Trump's fault.
Yeah,
but
they're going to try. They will try.
You're 100% right there, my friend. That will definitely happen.
888-727 Beck, Bill in Oklahoma. You're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
As I've been considering this business with Brett Kavanaugh, it popped into mind another Democratic activist in April of 1865, a guy named John Wilkes Booth, obviously assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. And what struck me is the similarities in today's world. You don't need a firearm or anything to effectively assassinate somebody. All you need is an allegation, you know, of wrongdoing 30 some odd years ago, and to really have the same effect, which is obviously exactly, and consider the similarities, of course, with Ford's theater, and then of course with Dr. Ford, and it's tragic, you know, that essentially they're doing the same thing, with what could very well be, and that these feckless, gutless Republicans drive me crazy, you know, they don't make the point, hey, this person could be lying. I mean, nobody's dared say that. My heavens, how novel that would be to levy a false allegation at somebody, you know, that humans have been doing for millennia. But it's, you know, seriously, and if I was Judge Kavanaugh in my remarks Thursday, I don't know if I'd be so gutsy to say that, but I think I would draw the comparison and say, hey, you know, they're trying to assassinate me in exactly the same ways, you know, as Martin Luther King or JFK. I mean, they're doing the same thing, but merely with a false allegation.
Yeah, so, they're still getting rid of you. I mean, they're not killing you, but they're getting rid of your political career.
Well, and I almost mentioned it earlier.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. No matter what happens now, after he gave the interview last night, we played you some clips from that, and very believable. I want to believe him, and I believe that he's a good family man, and the family is this is a rough patch, more than a rough patch really, that for the family. But I don't know that he ever gets by this, even if he becomes a Supreme Court justice, right? I mean, this is a big chunk to get by.
Yeah, and you're
going to wash yourself of this.
Already harmed his family.
Yeah,
you've already harmed his daughters.
Absolutely. It's never going away for them.
No, it's
never.
It's despicable what's going on. It was fascinating, too, to see MoveOn.org jump into this discussion.
Oh, good.
MoveOn.org tweeted out to Dr. Ford, the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh. Dear Professor Ford, we want you to know that you are not alone. You are a survivor. Millions of us have your back. We call on senators to demand a full, fair, and trauma-informed investigation. Which is interesting, since MoveOn.org was founded as a grassroots operation to oppose impeachment proceedings of President Bill Clinton. When they were, the name of the organization itself is to move on from the allegations of Bill Clinton. And now they don't want to move on past any allegations. Even though there's not a shred of evidence from anybody, now they're totally 100% supportive of the allegations. Let's be stuck in the mire.org. Maybe they should change the name of the organization. Stuckinthemire.org. Carl in Illinois, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to jump on the point that Jeffy brought up, and we've talked about this here among our friends, is allowing this to go past the elections and actually having a red wave voting for Republicans because of the Supreme Court justice. I know a lot of people that voted for Trump just for the Supreme Court justice. They wanted to make sure that they had a conservative come in. And I know it's no guarantee, but I think the Republicans would be smart to do that.
Yeah, well, the Republicans aren't smart, though.
Yeah.
so they rarely do the smart thing. Thanks, Carl. It would be nice.
You are giving them the benefit of the doubt on that.
I'm not sure.
The past has not really shown us that.
Yeah, not sure they deserve the benefit of the doubt.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Hi, it's Glenn. If you're a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us on iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today and listen on your own time. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks.
Have you seen what the tickets are going for on Michelle Obama's book tour right now? She's got this book that's being released called Becoming. And it's her first memoir. And so...
Is it out yet? Because I thought I pre-ordered it, and it hasn't come. It hasn't arrived at my house yet.
That's
so
disappointing, isn't it? Because when you're looking forward to reading that book so much,
if it's out and they haven't shipped it yet, that's a problem.
It hurts. It really does. I mean, I know what it's like to look forward to something with such a great deal of anticipation and then not have it get there in time. So what's happening is she is booking arenas. Like, she's booked in December for Dallas, and it's at the American Airlines Arena, which seats 20,000 people. So those are the kinds of arenas she supposedly is filling here. And the nosebleed seats all the way at the top, you know, where you're so high up in the arena, you're actually watching the event from space. Those seats cost $30. Front row seats? What do you think front row seats? Take a guess at front row
Michelle
seats.
Michelle Obama, front row, American Airlines Center.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting per ticket? $1,500.
$3,000.
Okay, double what I said.
$3,000. You and a partner, though, can go see Michelle for just $6,000.
No, my friend, six grand. My friend, that gets you into the door at the American Airlines Center.
Right.
That doesn't include parking, of course.
That doesn't include food, drink. Right. Right.
So you might as well look. If you've got $6,000 to spend at that front row, you're not worried about the drinks and parking. But,
it's very true.
But,
still, yes. So. You get some cool things if you spend the mere $3,000. And, you know, because look at her arms. She's got fantastic arms. And you'd be able to see her arms from the front row if you do this. But also, you get a signed book. Woo! And...
You get to meet her, or you just they just have it sitting on your chair?
No, you don't get to meet her, as far as this says. This doesn't talk about that.
So they just have it sitting on your chair, then.
To put this into perspective, VIP tickets to Beyonce and Jay-Z on their last tour were $1,000. That was the high ticket price. $1,000, which is a lot, but it's a third of what Michelle Obama is charging. I'm sorry, I thought these were the income inequality people. I thought they were all about the little guy. The little guys are not very happy about this.
Good. They deserve to be not very happy about this.
One of her fans tweeted out, Michelle Obama is out here selling Beyonce price tickets, and I was not prepared. Another said, this is for the upper middle to upper class only. The rest of us can't swing an average of $200 or $300 for one ticket.
Right. Just average seats, right? Yeah. The front row seats are $3,000 a piece.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not getting in the house for, well, you're not even getting in the house for under 30. Yeah.
Right. So, I just, the hypocrisy just continues to be piled on, and the left just continues to worship them.
Be okay with it.
Yeah, far more than okay.
It's the Obamas.
Nothing these two can do is wrong, ever.
Ever.
Doesn't matter what they do.
Ever.
It's not wrong. It's really something to see. But... I'm also going to be interested to see how full these arenas are, because it's hard to fill a 3,000 or 4,000 seat arena these days, let alone 18,000 or 20,000 people. That's a lot.
Yes.
And if she still has that kind of juice to sell out these arenas, you know she's running for office.
Yes, and this might be the test, right?
It might be, yeah. If she can fill arenas like this, that might be what pushes her over the edge.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, if she were to run in 2020 against
you might put up a fight
the president,
against Trump.
I think you've got a battle there.
I think you do, too. She's probably one of the few.
I've said many times, I don't think the Democrats have anybody who can beat Trump.
Please.
Nobody. Unless they go to like a Tom Hanks or a, who is the other person that's kicked around all the time?
Oh, The Rock.
Yeah, well, but he's more Republican. Probably Republican. Yeah. Oprah is kicked around.
Yeah, Oprah, they love Oprah.
You know, they love Oprah. Oprah's hugely popular. She might, you know, make it interesting. Michelle Obama, for whatever reason, she's super popular.
I think Tom Hanks and Oprah, if we're using those two as examples, they would make it interesting. I don't think they could beat Trump. I really don't.
When people start to hear their policies,
yes, and plus
that might hurt.
Trump's not the only one that maybe has a shot as more than Tom is Oprah, because Donald would be attacking a woman. So it kind of goes against a little bit of what he was said, but, you know, to a little bit of shot. But Michelle, that's a woman and Michelle Obama.
And she's been first lady. She's got some experience, kind of.
I don't think Trump could beat her.
I don't know. It would be tough. It would be tough.
I know.
She presents a real challenge, I think.
I think so, too. Now, I heard that our good friend, Hillary Rodham Clinton, has put in a a statement where she wants to abolish the electoral process.
Oh, man. Has she really?
I think so. I'm going to have to I'll look it up.
The Electoral College? Break,
but I think she wants to find a way to get rid of that because, I mean, that's how she lost, right?
So she, yes.
So she could run again if she gets rid of that.
What a dream that would be.
Right?
What a dream.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, she's run two or three times now, right? And not won.
Well, she ran for president
twice. Right. Against Barack.
08 and this year.
Trump, right.
Or this last election.
Right. And she was supposed to be the anointed one here.
Yeah.
So she's still...
She's in there somewhere.
Not really gotten over
she
it.
Might still think it's her turn.
I know.
But, I don't know.
If Michelle decides to run,
it's not her turn anymore.
They will kick her to the curb harder than a rock.
Absolutely.
Man. Have a nice day.
The only thing more powerful than the Clinton machine are the Obamas.
I believe
in the
that.
Democrat Party.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Breaking news for you. Models with three breasts are about to walk the runway at Milan Fashion Week.
are they okay. going to be real or fake?
I think they're real. No, yeah, it's a prosthetic.
Yeah,
it's a fake. Prosthetic.
Very disappointing. Very disappointing.
What a bizarre.
That is definitely bizarre.
What a bizarre time. Just really. The Italian label, which designer Giuliano Calza, pushed the boundaries a little bit, he said, on the runway.
Yeah.
And
that's all they're trying to do, right?
He had the model sporting tiny neon bralettes. And each of them, yeah, so you know, you're not going to find three-breasted women by birth. And they all happen to be here at the same time.
Right.
Probably. So it's, but each of them had a fake third breast implanted.
The pictures are tremendous.
Implanted between the other two.
Oh, I don't know.
Why would you do that? And why? What is the appeal of that for your clothes? Hey, for all the three-breasted women, we got a three-cup bra. So this is really good.
It's a good look.
It is so bizarre. And I guess you're not supposed to say that's so bizarre.
Oh, yeah. No, never mind. Whoa, wait.
No, you're not supposed to acknowledge that. Well, you went out of your way for us to see it. Of course, we're going to acknowledge it and tell you how that hits us. Aesthetically.
Beto is a lot hotter than you, dude.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. And don't forget, rate us on iTunes.
You know, I must be married to my wife. First of all, I got it with your jokes of being an angel being married to me. Ha ha, I got it. But I must be married to someone. You know, she must not be some from
I like
this
how you
planet.
Do the preemptive strike there because you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
It's already. I mean, my Twitter timeline's already blown up. It's fine. But I wish her anything but a good day. And it's angel heaven. But a Texas man arrested and charged with sexual battery on a Southwest Airlines flight. From Houston to Nashville, all right?
This weekend?
This last weekend, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the man and woman did not know each other, according to police reports. They never met each other. They had a brief conversation before, the police report says that they had a brief conversation before this lady fell asleep on the plane, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the lady claims that she woke up during the flight and the man was... rubbing her back. She said he went on.
How often have you done that? Oh. You know, just the woman next to you. She falls asleep and you just start rubbing her back. That's so typical.
On an airplane?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
All the time.
Nobody says anything. They just let you keep going. She said she went back on to rub her inner thigh touched her breast and tried to put his hand under her shirt. All right, this is what the affidavit said, okay?
And she said nothing this whole time?
The woman said she was frozen in fear during the incident.
Frozen in fear.
But alerted the flight crew soon after. Now, this is where I go back to, I must be married to someone different.
Yeah, my wife doesn't freeze in that situation either.
No, there is no frozen
fear. You're
going
to get
fear.
An elbow to the face. Rightly so, right?
Or, hey, Jeffy,
stop it.
You want to take some lessons? Something.
Something.
There's no frozen in fear.
No.
I'm sorry. Just, now, if this actually happened, the guy's a dirtbag.
Yes.
And should be arrested. But I don't understand where we can't say we're frozen in fear. Like, what are you doing? Get your hands off of me.
You can't
stand
just say
up.
That.
You're on an airline.
Yeah.
You're in an enclosed but metal tube.
We've heard this over and over and over from victims that they were frozen.
Right.
They didn't feel comfortable. They were afraid of losing their job. They were in awe of his power dynamic. I mean, I don't know. Is it? You just say, stop it. You're so frozen, you can't say, don't do that?
I don't know. I really don't understand that. Now, he's been...
you got a plane load of people that if a guy's molesting you, they're going to come to your rescue. And, a plane load of people.
And if he's touching you in any way, all right, which would prove your point of
and
the
you
molestation.
And you don't want him to.
And there's at least, what, 3, 6, 9 rows, or mm-hmm. 3 rows, 9 seats right across the aisle that's able to look into where you're sitting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To see what's going on, right?
Yes.
And not counting the ones behind you or in front of you, but just across the aisle.
Mm.
You know, those 3 rows, usually you're able to look into the separate rows pretty close if you had to. So if you stood up and hollered or said, what are you doing?
Or if you just move.
Are you going to get someone looking at what you're doing?
Just get up and leave.
Right, I don't understand. Right.
And go to the stewardess and say, or I'm sorry, the flight attendant, and say, hey, this guy is a total creep. And he's touching me, and I don't want him to. Can you move me to another seat, please? Can I exchange with some guy? You know, wouldn't you do that? Isn't that natural?
Yes. Yes. You know, he's arrested now. He claims that he scratched the woman's back. So, I mean, he very well could
Which
have.
He probably shouldn't. He shouldn't have done, obviously, at all. Shouldn't have been touching the person he doesn't know.
Again.
Unless he has permission. Hey, again. Do you mind if I scratch your back during the flight?
How many times?
Oh.
Come on.
If I had a nickel for every time.
I mean, right? The old joke, which really, you know, was that what are they going to do? Say no? You know, that's the joke because mm-hmm. they are going to say no.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that of course they're going to say no. Hey, mm-hmm. you know, as long as we're just a quick flight from... Dallas to Nashville.
How about if I rub and scratch your back? I can't imagine a scenario where anybody would do that.
Right. So she would say,
no. No, thank you.
No.
No, thank you. I'll take a pass on that.
How about you keep your hands to yourself? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Yeah,
frozen in fear? Something.
But that's the thing. See, I guess you can't even question this stuff anymore. That's kind of where we are. You can't so much as question it and say, it doesn't make sense to not even say, don't.
No.
Stop.
I wake up, you have your hand up my skirt. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think you're doing? I'm frozen in fear?
Well, it's what Asia Argento said, that she was frozen. When the 17-year-old had sex with her. Remember that? So they got in bed naked together, and then she was frozen. Well, what? What are you? And then, of course, she took pictures of him as they're both laying in the bed afterward.
Well,
and
because she
smiling.
Was so frozen.
It's like, yeah, still frozen in a smiling position.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It does not
I'm sorry.
Make any sense
it just,
at all.
It doesn't make sense. No, you shouldn't be groping a woman or touching a woman unless...
Period.
Yeah, unless she asks you to or, you know, you've discussed it ahead of time.
Yes, of course.
I don't know how that would happen because it'd be a pretty awkward conversation. So, you know, we're going to be flying in a minute. Kind of thinking I might rub your back during the flight. You know, okay with that?
It's Dallas to Nashville.
I don't. It's hard to even out the scenario in your mind because it's too preposterous.
By the time we get over Arkansas, I'm going to have my hand up your skirt. What do you think? You're frozen?
No. I can't speak. I'm so frozen in fear. And what do you have to be afraid of when, again, you got a plane load of people who will come to your rescue? The flight attendant will. I'm sure there's men in other aisles who would make sure this guy stops.
100%.
But that's not where we are now.
I hope if the guy did it and he's a dirtbag, good. He needs to be gone away. And there's no sense rubbing people's backs on airplanes, especially without having the go-ahead. But the whole frozen in fear thing, stop.
But that's it. That's it's acceptable in our culture now to just say, yeah, okay, she was frozen. Yeah, okay, she didn't mention it to anybody for 36 years. Yeah, that's fine. And it just comes up now when the guy is the nominee to be the next Supreme Court justice. It's perfectly natural. Okay, yeah, they didn't say anything about it until now. At some point, you have to say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going down that road. It's been too long. There's no evidence. Wouldn't that make sense?
Sure would. It sure would.
Seems like it to me.
Look, I realize that the vetting process isn't, investigating for crime. But if you're a person who is of less than good character, during any vetting process, of which Kavanaugh has been down 6 or 7 vetting processes now, some of that is going to get out, right? Course it is. You're going to run across people who say, oh, no. No, when he was in high school, I like him now. I guess he's okay. But when he was in high school, he was a dirtbag. He was a buddy.
And we've heard
together.
None of that in
none
the case of Kavanaugh. None
Zero.
Of it.
Zero.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.